Heavenly Father, we thank you that according to your word that you are perfecting that which concerns each of your children. Now, please open our eyes, the eyes of our understanding, to hear what you say by your Spirit through your word in this message. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Proverbs chapter 14, verse 26, the Bible says, "In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge." So walking in the fear of the Lord is how we walk in confidence. How many people want to walk in the fear of the Lord and have strong confidence? So in the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. Our refuge is in the Lord. We live in the fear of the Lord, and therefore we fear no man or nothing else, because in the fear of the Lord is strong confidence. And the next verse says, "The fear of the Lord is the fountain of life, to depart from the snares of death." Strong confidence, that's a Bible term. Strong confidence, not just confidence. Strong confidence is only found in fearing God or walking in the fear of the Lord. Strong confidence that glorifies God comes from truly walking in the fear of the Lord, which would also include obeying the Lord. David said this. He said, "The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me?" David said those words, and then the Apostle Paul said, "What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?" So we see that David and Paul walked in the fear of the Lord and had strong confidence, and consequently they feared no man or devil. Strong confidence is only found in walking in the fear of the Lord. David prayed, "Unite my heart to fear thy name." Psalm 86:11. So like the psalmist, we should also pray daily for God to unite my heart to fear thy name. To unite means to become one. So we should pray daily that the Lord's holy fear would permeate our innermost being. When we are truly consumed with the fear of the Lord, we will fear nothing else and no one else. Again, the psalmist said, "The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me?" So we can fear God without walking in the fear of the Lord. So it's one thing to be afraid of God, which we should all be if we're disobedient, but it's another thing to walk in the fear of the Lord. Proverbs 23:17, "Be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long." There seems to be the desire and the will of God for his children to be permeated with his fear, to live in the fear of the Lord. The early church, we read that they were walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost. Acts chapter 9, verse 31, the Bible tells us that the early church was walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost. So we see there that there are several things going on here. As they walked in the fear of the Lord, they enjoyed the comfort of the Holy Ghost, and they were multiplied or fruitful for the Lord's glory. The members of the early church were edified, and they walked in the fear of the Lord. They enjoyed the comfort of the Holy Ghost, and they were multiplied. They were fruitful in the work of the Lord. And then we also read that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge and the beginning of wisdom in the book of Proverbs. So if we want proper knowledge and we desire wisdom, we must walk in the fear of the Lord. The Lord counts it to be a very important thing that His children walk in His holy fear. God counts it a very important thing that we walk in the fear of the Lord. Ecclesiastes 12:13, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Jesus also spoke of fearing the Lord. He says, be not afraid of anybody who kills your body, but after that they have no more that they can do. But I will forewarn you whom you shall fear. Fear him, that's God, which after he hath killed, hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. The Lord Jesus taught us to not fear man who can only kill our bodies. They can't kill our soul. When a Christian dies, their body dies, but their spirit and soul go where? Straight to be with God. So Jesus explicitly commands us to fear God, who is the only one who has the power of life and death. So Jesus commands us to fear God, who alone can cast us into eternal hell. Luke 12:4-5. We are to fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. So He says, fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man, to fear God and obey Him. Ecclesiastes 12:13. So there are many cheap counterfeits out there where people are telling others to just be confident and to learn to love themselves, but that's not what the Bible says. The Lord commands us to love and to fear Him, not man. So loving self is the root sin that brought the original fall of mankind and remains as that sin which keeps men from God, pride in self instead of fearing God
and loving God.
So remember, saints, that we have been bought by the blood of Jesus. We are no longer our own. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. We are no longer our own. We've been bought with the price of the blood of Christ. The Bible says, ye are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. Colossians 3:3. In being crucified with Christ, dead and buried, we are not only hid from the evil of others, but we are also hid from the evil of self.
How many people know that when we're not crucified or dead and buried with Christ,
sin and evil are dominating our lives?
Those who walk
in the fear of the Lord live a crucified
life. Those that walk
in the fear of the Lord and are crucified with Christ are possessed with strong confidence. When Jesus saved you, when you repented, remember, you said, Lord, I want you to take over my life. I'm no longer in charge.
I've made a mess of my life. The life of the
disciple of Jesus is learning to let God be in control.
So how many of us are realizing
just how much sinful chaos and calamity transpires when we are in control instead of God? Is this not part of the reason why John the Baptist could so readily cry out to the Lord that he must increase, but I must decrease?
Are you, my friend, crying out daily that the Lord
must increase, but you must decrease? We're learning today that walking in the fear of the Lord assures that we have strong confidence, we have a place of refuge, and we're departing from the snares of death. Proverbs 14:26-27.
How many people want to pray today together to our Lord
that we're blessed to fear Him so that we can walk in His strong confidence, we can have His refuge, and we can be saved from the snares of death? remember, the Bible says, forget not all his benefits. And we see in this message today out of Proverbs 14, 26 and 27. So we're promised here strong confidence, a place of refuge, and that we're going to be able to be blessed to depart from the snares of death, which ultimately means eternal hell. How many people want to ask the Lord together as we pray that he would bless us to walk in the holy fear of the Lord?
Let's pray, saints.
Heavenly Father,
I openly admit to you now
that I have sinned against you. Father, I know also that you sent your only begotten Son to die for me,
who was also
buried and raised again for my justification.
Lord Jesus, I ask you now to
come into my life and save me, washing me from all of my sins. Take over my life from this moment forward, Lord Jesus. Thank you for saving me, Lord. Now fill me with the Holy Ghost and use me to help others.
I love you, Jesus, my Lord.
And thank you for saving me today through your blood. Amen. Heavenly Father, we love you and we thank you for your word.
Please unite my heart
to fear thy name. Please help me to know you more. Let me be crucified with Christ, and I know you will raise me up into the full victory you died to give your people in Jesus' name. Thank you right now for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. That's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among his people and through his beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together in the words of Revelation 22, even so, come Lord Jesus. Amen.